Are you still buzzing somewhat from picking up Cam Green on your at the end of your first over?
Yeah, it helps. It does help. I did dish him up a nice long half volley first ball, so I think to bounce back from that was obviously positive, and to be in a pretty good position after being in trouble early this morning is probably the positive from the day.
So you feel the team has got itself back into some sort of footing in the match?
I think so. I think we talk about standards in terms of fighting out of situations where you might have a momentum swing against you. So to be 4 for not many this morning, obviously to put on some partnerships later in the day, and then to get a couple early ones today and kind of steer the momentum back our way is probably positive, I'd say, for the group.
Back to your own debut, do you think making some runs, the 21, did that sort of get some, shake out some nerves early in the day?
Does help, it definitely does help. I think, obviously never sure if you're going to be batting or bowling. So to get some runs under the belt and face some balls for time out of the middle, of course, was a good way to settle the nerves and, of course, get your feel for the game as well.
Now tell us all about the ball that got Cam Green. Indulge yourself.
He probably got unlucky, just one that ducked a bit low on him. There's a bit of a ridge, I was told, that it was kind of nibbling down the leg side a touch today, so I was lucky enough to get one that was hitting the stumps and, yeah, probably didn't bounce a great deal. He probably got a bit stiff today, I'd say.
You feel you'll be doing a lot of bowling from this bottom end, the boon stand end, running up the hill. Is that something you feel comfortable with?
Yeah, I think so. You know, dating back to my time at Melbourne, I play for Clarence down here with Riley, obviously, so often kind of pushing into the wind up the hill, whatnot. So I've kind of learnt over the years to be able to adapt to potentially conditions not suiting you and wind at your back and whatnot. So it's something that I've worked on over the years and try to be take pride in.
Now the game is beautifully poised. Just on your own situation, you came over to Tasmania this season without a contract on the back of some excellent club form for Melbourne. You didn't see your way into the Victorian squad, so you've come here on your own volition.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's thankfully, we had a successful year for Melbourne last year. We won our premiership, broke a nice drought with the D's last year back home. So off the back of that, I kind of decided that I wanted to shake things up and give it a proper crack. So spoke with Victoria and then obviously had some conversations with the guys in Tassie, and I think I've made the right decision on reflection. I've been fortunate that I think my form's probably timed things nicely in terms of leading into this game. So to get a game in February, obviously, it's a goal, but it definitely wasn't an expectation. So, yeah, happy with it.